Did I know, she asked, that Brisbane was originally founded as a penal colony for convicts who committed new offences after they had arrived in Australia? I spent a good half hour enjoying this single piece of information. It was wonderful. There we British sat, poor grey sodden creatures, huddling under our grey northern sky that seeped like a rancid dishcloth, busy sending those we wished to punish most severely to sit in bright sunlight on the coast of the Tasman Sea at the southern tip of the Great Barrier Reef and maybe do some surfing too. No wonder the Australians have a particular kind of smile that they reserve exclusively for use on the British. From offshore, Hayman Island looks deserted. Just a large, verdant hill, fringed with pale beaches, set in a dark blue sea. Only from very close, too, can you spot the long, low hotel nestling among the palms. There is hardly anywhere you can get a good look at it from, since it is virtually smothered with what looks like giant feral pot plants. It snakes and winds its way through the greenery. Pillars, fountains, shaded plazas, sun decks, discreet little shops selling heart-stoppingly expensive little things with designer labels you'd have to carefully unpick, and indiscreetly large swimming pools. It was pretty fabulous. We adored it immediately. It was exactly the sort of place that 20 years ago I would have despised anybody for going to. One of the great things about growing older and getting things like freebie holidays is that you can finally get to do all those things that you used to despise other people for doing. Sitting around on a sun deck wearing sunglasses that cost about a year's student grant. Ordering up grotesque indulgences on room service. Being pampered and waited on hand and foot by, and get this, this is a very important and significant part of what happens to you on Hayman Island, staff who don't just say, no worries, when you thank them for topping up your champagne glass. They actually say, no worries at all. They truly and sincerely want you, specifically you, not just any old fat git lying around in a sun hat, but you personally, to feel that there is nothing in this best of all possible worlds that you have come to for you to concern yourself about in any way at all. Really. Really. We don't even despise you. Really. No worries at all. If only it were true. I had my sub-bug to worry about, of course. This huge great thing that I had lugged 10 times further than Moses had dragged the children of Israel just in order to see how it compared with a manta ray as a means of getting about underwater. It had been quietly removed from the boat in its huge silver-coloured box and discreetly stored at the dive centre where nobody could see it or guess at its purpose. The phone rang in our room. The room was extremely pleasant, incidentally. I'm sure you're keen to hear what the room was like, since we were staying in it at your expense. It was not enormous, but it was very comfortable and sunny and tastefully